in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. In a chaotic day at the Tennessee Capitol, Republicans pushed through new U.S. House maps to carve Memphis into three reliably red districts. The votes came amid demonstrations, arrests, and a walkout from House Democrats as protesters deployed noise-making alarms. Three protesters, including the brother of Memphis State Representative Justin J. Pearson, were arrested after refusing to leave the House gallery. To pave the way for new districts, Republicans rewrote state law to allow mid-decade redistricting, ended a requirement to send mail to voters when their district boundaries change, and reopened the candidate qualifying window until May 15th to allow new people to enter the primaries or for candidates to switch districts or drop out. People in Appalachia die from diseases of despair at a rate 37% higher than the rest of the country. That's according to a joint report from East Tennessee State University and the University of Chicago. The Tennessee Lookout reports the category includes drug overdoses, alcoholic liver disease, and suicide. The report finds the mortality rate overall and from the diseases of despair declined between a pandemic-era peak in 2021 and 2023. And researchers say the death rate is falling faster in Appalachia, indicating a stronger rebound than the rest of the country. Right now, job searches for city managers, department heads, and school superintendents are public, providing transparency and the opportunity for public feedback. But a new law passed by the state legislature allows candidates to request confidentiality. The Knoxville News Sentinel reports proponents say the idea will allow more top-quality candidates to apply without fearing retribution from their current employers. But critics say the hiring process for influential public employees should be fair and open, not quiet and shrouded in secrecy. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.